Mendocino County Remembered. Oral histories collected and published under the auspices of the Mendocino Historical Society for the American Bicentennial in 1976. Read by Linda Pack. Today, from Greenwood, the recollections of Aldine Gorman, born 1894. My days in Greenwood. Oh, I remember many things, but one thing I remember very vividly. Saturday nights, the men would come in from the woods and be paid. There were always dances Saturday night. I can still remember the music. Of course, I had to go to bed, but I could hear the beat of that music on into the night. There was a lot of hilarity, but also the music was always a piano and what they called a fiddle and accordion music. That went on Saturday night after Saturday night. Those dances, I just love the memory of that music. In those days, life was controlled, isn't the right word, but timed, maybe, by the mill whistle. The whistle would go off early in the morning, and then another whistle when it was time for the men to be at work, then a noon whistle, and a whistle at the end of the day when the men were free to go. Then, in the late afternoon, we would always hear the engine whistle, the engine that brought a big load of flat cars loaded with logs coming from down the coast into where the logs were shoved into the mill pond. One of the memories I have of the early days in Greenwood was a river drive. All the mills in those days brought their logs down by means of rivers. The logs would be piled from the back, the woods, where the cutting was done. They would be brought down to rivers, in this case Big River, in that case Greenwood Creek. They would be piled in tiers. I've seen one picture that shows a pile of these logs 40 feet high, piled in even, careful tiers. I mean, they weren't just dumped into the river. They were carefully piled into tiers. Then up and down the river, there were dams behind which the water would collect. In the winter or the early spring, after a really hard freshet, these dams would be opened and the water would come in from each tributary and from the main river. The dams were tripped, as they called it, simultaneously, so that the water could hit the main river at the same time. Gradually, these logs would begin to rise slowly until they reached the point where they'd gradually begin to float and start down the river. By the time they'd get clear down, they would sometimes be going as fast as 15 miles an hour. The uproar was unbelievable. Everyone would gather. The word would pass around that the river drive was on, and everybody would gather who could. I can remember being a little girl in Greenwood and going down with my aunt. All the townspeople along the banks of Greenwood Creek, we could hear this ferocious roar, tumultuous roar, coming down the river. Then gradually we'd see this river of logs coming along, steam rising from the friction. It happened to be a very rainy day, and in spite of the rain, that steam would just be rising like a cloud of fog above these logs. Once in a while, a log would jam, and then the men with long poles and spikes in their boots, rivermen, they'd go down to loosen the log that was causing the trouble. If they couldn't, it might be necessary to close the gates of the dams again until another freshet lifted the amount of water until they could start again. Sometimes there would be three or four drives before they could get all the logs down. Sometimes, in the early days, I've heard about times that the logs just came out with such speed and such numbers that they would break the lower dam and go right out to sea. They tell about one time, down at Albion, the logs were carried out to sea, and the current brought them right up and then into Little River, where they were milled. So Albion's loss was Little River's gain. That was one of the exciting memories I have of those early lumbering days. Exciting to be living then. You have been listening to the recollections of Aldine Gorman. To learn more about Mendocino's rich past, visit any of our county's many excellent museums and historical societies. Go to californiahistoricalsociety.org for a complete listing. Mendocino County Remembered is produced by Mary Eigner and Linda Pack for KZYX and Z.